Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the team at 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too at the team. 980, just after 5 o'clock. Top story of the day is the NBA Finals. It's time for Not My Beat. Andrew Chernoff is an anchor for Wish TV in Indianapolis. Old classmate of mine at Syracuse, but not only professionally in Indy. That's his neck of the woods. Been watching the Pacers a long time. Has seen this entire thing get built. And holy crap, Andrew, you're in Oklahoma City, and the Pacers are up 1-0 in the NBA Finals. What's up, my friend?
Yeah, did people have that on their bingo cards before this series started? I really don't think so. I mean, the big thing was, Craig, if they could have stolen one here in Oklahoma City before going back to Gainbridge, that would have been huge. And now there's a possibility they're going to be up 2-0. I mean, it's just the whole thing with this Pacers team, and you guys know this, you can't make this stuff up. I'm running out of adjectives to describe these comebacks because they just keep happening, and I don't know what it is. I don't think there's a magic wand. It just, they wear teams down. And I think at this point, if you're another team playing them and they're doing this whole comeback thing against you, you're mentally checked out because you know what's about to happen.
And yet they took every last second last night to make it all the way. They did not lead in the game until they led for the final 0.3 seconds. So it wasn't like there was a seesaw, anything. When in that game last night did you go, oh, this could happen again? What was it? In the fourth quarter, as they started to close it, did it take until Halliburton had the ball in his hands with a chance to take the lead? Like, when did you know this could be happening again?
Basically, I'd say around 2 minutes to go when they cut it to 4 or 5. I forget what the specific number was, but then I'm starting to think, wait a minute. We've seen this before. They've been in worse holes at this point in games that they've won. It's honestly, I'm still at a loss for words with what they're doing. But I will say this, when Halliburton got the ball with 7 seconds to go around midcourt before taking it all the way and then obviously shooting a jump shot, I turned even to my sports director near me afterwards and right before, and I'm like, he's going to make this shot. I don't know, again, how to explain it. If the ball was in his hands, he was going to make it, and he did. I mean, Tyrese Halliburton, when we look back at this, Craig, that anonymous, overrated player poll is going to be viewed as what propelled the Pacers to potentially an NBA championship.
So let's double click on that for a second, because in a way that feels ridiculous. In a way, it also feels perfectly 2025 NBA because everyone is petty and that is how the thing goes. Andrew Chernoff, Wish TV, Indianapolis with us here on the Hoffman Show. The funny thing about that poll, Andrew, is I'm sure you know, is it was a relatively small sample and Halliburton was one of a bunch of players listed. It was like 11% of the vote or something, but someone did the math. It's like 9 guys in the league said he's overrated. But you're around this team. That was something they internalized and have used as fuel. Yes, like that's not – the storyline is real even if the poll on some level is not.
Right. You barely have a whole team, I guess, that essentially like just numbers-wise that may have helped propel this Pacers team just because of the added motivation. I mean, it's funny because Tyrese even last night was talking about how this team in particular, because they were all sort of there last year, so this group has been together, when people rip them, when people say after last year, oh, you shouldn't have made the Eastern Conference Finals, everyone else is hurt, you guys don't deserve credit, they take all of that personally. Now, Ty even referenced it's a young team, they probably shouldn't be on social media as much, but it's just, it is what it is. But they hear that stuff and use that as motivation, and it could be whether you're looking back at last year and saying they shouldn't have been in that moment, or this Tyrese Halliburton's overrated. It's ironic, too, because even when I was in Cleveland or New York, as soon as the crowd started chanting overrated, because we had that for a little bit after this obviously unscientific poll came out, but that's when Tyrese went off. And it's, I don't think it's a coincidence that they think about these things and it just fuels them and they're thriving off of it right now.
Andrew Chernoff, Wish TV in Indianapolis with us here on the Hoffman Show. Chernoff, can I take you back a year? Because I think one thing that's interesting to think about with these two teams is the patience that ownership has given them. But sometimes that also comes from the fan base. Like, if you look at what happens in New York, they have their best season in 25 years and they fire the coach. And everyone's kind of like, wait, really? That's when you make that move? As opposed to Oklahoma City has been this slow build over the course of years because Sam Presti has basically unchecked power to do whatever he wants from ownership and can build it the right way. A year ago when they lose in the Eastern Conference Finals, or in maybe even a year prior when they lose, when that season ended, was there any pressure to make changes, or is there just a really high level of trust in Carlisle, obviously the head coach, and Kevin Pritchard, the lead executive there, that they don't necessarily feel pressure from the fan base and thus none from ownership, and that has maybe allowed them to build this in a way that other NBA franchises aren't afforded the opportunity to?
I think, and it's funny because Rick even was telling us at the start of this series during media days that this series should celebrate what Presti's doing, obviously, here in Oklahoma City, but also what Pritchard's doing back in our neck of the woods in Indy, because these are two built, not bought teams, right? And it's sort of, it's changing potentially. We'll see in years to come if this was the slingshot to change how teams are being built, and it's not necessarily super teams, but the patience level, I think, with these teams in particular probably comes a little bit from, quote-unquote, small market, right? I mean, it's not New York. What happened to Thibodeau is just still mind-blowing. Like, that would never happen in Indiana. But I also do think there's this great relationship with the GMs, with the head coaches. Rick Carlisle, when he took over, knew it was going to be a rebuild. And you look at his record every year since he came back to Indiana, getting better, getting better. Now he's in the finals just like 4 years later. I mean, it's insane what these two franchises are doing. And there's definitely – now it's going to be interesting too going forward, because the expectation is clearly for the Pacers. This is no longer a fluke, right? So next year the expectations are really going to be there. This year they were there to at least get to the, you know, semifinal round of the conference tournament, conference semis or whatever. But now that they've done this, in two straight years, there is going to be pressure next year. And it's going to be fascinating to see what that means in respect to how the team handles that and how these fan bases handle that as well.
When during this season, because there's this great, I'm sure you've seen it. We're going to play a clip of it a little bit later on in the show. Really kind of funny, but genuinely a great moment between Scott Van Pelt and Halliburton last night, where Van Pelt was like, I was a little bit late. And Halliburton's like, thanks for admitting that. He's like, well, to be fair, we were a little late too, because they did not start this season, did the Indiana Pacers necessarily on fire. When did you think though, like, oh, they found their feet. This team's got a shot, because they obviously did make the conference finals last year. And obviously you look up at the end of the season and they're, I think, that the fourth best record post All-Star break. So they had really found it. When in the calendar did you go, this team's got a shot to get back to where they were and maybe beyond?
I'd say end of January. Everyone with this team points to New Year's, right? Like, you know, turn a page, new leaf, make your resolutions. Clearly, the Pacers' resolution was get healthy. And as soon as they became healthy, they were on it. I mean, it is wild, because we even looked at the start of this year and we were thinking, what's going on? They're struggling with this team. Their record's not good. I mean, they had around 10 wins 25 games into the season, which is not good, especially from a conference finalists last year. That just wasn't good. But they also had injuries. So as soon as guys like Aaron Nesmith came back and other guys, they started clicking. It took a little bit, obviously, to just regel everyone. And then all of a sudden, boom, they're winning. And they won a lot of games by doing what they're doing in the playoffs now with these comebacks, making clutch shots. Yes, none is dramatic, obviously, but they're used to winning close games. They're used to pulling games out that they should not win. And that's been building for a while. And I think that's the thing that maybe the national people don't understand yet is, like, they've done this all year. So the fact that they keep coming back and winning tight games isn't surprising. It's still mind-blowing how they're doing it and the deficits they're dealing with, but they have done similar things throughout the season.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Andrew Chernoff, Wish TV, Indianapolis with us here on the Hoffman Show. Another minute or two. So, ultimately, when you look at it, it's hard to break down a ton of X's and O's from last night, Andrew, because it's not like they were winning for most of the game. They didn't lead until 0.3 seconds to go, but they were able to stem off some kind of devastating Oklahoma City run, and they obviously made many runs along the way to close what was a gap that opened early. I mean, they started the game down 7-0 immediately. So what did, from like a X's and O's, through your own opinion and what everyone was saying after the game, what worked for Indiana last night that you feel good about moving forward in this series? And then what are maybe some things that we should watch for that are concerning if you're coming at it from the Pacers side, where Oklahoma City might make an adjustment or two?
I'd say the biggest thing is, what if I'm a Pacers fan, you're getting hope. Even if they lose last night, they played like trash. Let's call it what it is, especially in that first half. And yet they still kept the game manageable, right? I don't think OKC played great either, but if the Pacers lose last night by 6 or 7 points and play the way they did with over 20 turnovers, you know, that's something you can fix, right? And obviously the turnover situation, they cannot do that. Now, with that being said, also on the flip side, OKC's defense is very good, and they're a deep team. And that's sort of the blueprint also what the Pacers are like. So they got to create separation. Tyrese Halliburton has to take the game into his hands. And again, I got to give a ton of credit to Rick Carlisle for just keeping these guys always engaged when they get in these situations. Craig, I'm not lying to you. There's been times during this playoff run, I'm watching the game, I'm thinking, what is Rick Carlisle thinking? And then at the end of the game, they win. And I'm like, I give up. He's playing five-dimensional chess and is way smarter than me, who doesn't know what's happening.
I covered Rick when he was in Dallas. I gave up very early trying to be smarter than Rick Carlisle, because that is a good way to look like an absolute buffoon. That dude's a genius.
Yeah, he's a total genius. And like, I can't tell you the amount of times that he's been asked about lineups or why'd you make this substitution. And we're watching the game and I'm thinking, are they just giving up till the next game? They come back and win. I mean, the guy, to me, this is his best coaching job he's done ever. And I think he has good rapport with the guys, but I can't give Rick Carlisle enough credit. And obviously, if he ends up somehow winning another NBA Finals with this team, hopefully in the grand scheme of things, when basketball's said and done, he's going to be viewed as one of those top guys, as just a basketball mind.
Yeah, when the NBA named their NBA 75 team, he wasn't one of the top 15 coaches. At NBA 100, if he wins this title, if they say they do 20, Rick Carlisle is going to be in there. And I think based off what he's done, where he is now on the all-time wins list, and you know, a championship and other finals appearances, he probably belongs in the Hall of Fame. He's incredible. Andrew, this was fantastic, dude. Really appreciate it. Depending on how long the series goes and how things go, hopefully we'll have you back. And in the meantime, enjoy the rest of the series. We're having a blast watching it on TV. It's awesome you get to be there, and enjoy it, my friend.
Anytime, Craig. I'm disappointed we ran out of time because I was about to start telling college stories, but I guess that will have to.
Oh, look at the time. Andrew's got to run. He's got a thing, and we have another. I mean, maybe next time. I'm probably the more boring person if we want to really get into it, Andrew, when it comes to college stories between the two of us.
You know what? We'll see. Let's play okay. That game later.
Okay. Andrew's like, on second thought, maybe I should go. Appreciate it, Chernoff. Thank you, buddy.
Awesome. Thanks, Craig.
All right. That's Andrew Chernoff with us here on the Hoffman Show, Wish TV in Indianapolis. So, you know, check out their website. They got all their coverage there. It's Wish 8 in Indy. Really appreciate his time. You know, Anthony, famously, I'm getting in so much trouble for this. There's so much to do in Oklahoma City. So he's very busy right now.
Is that a joke or no?
It's kind of a joke. Oklahoma, like, look, I've been to Oklahoma City multiple times. It's a fine place to spend a day or two. You can get some good meals. Not a lot of activities. Not a lot of stuff to do.
I heard they have like a tall building there. There's one tower.
Very, very, very tall building. Yes. And it makes every single shot when they're doing the what they call the bump shots in TV.
Mm-hmm.
Like every bump shot is the same building.
Okay.
Yeah. Last night they had the Thunder logo at the top of it. I don't know if you remember that coming out of commercial break.
I did not peep that.
Got to pay more attention, Anthony.
I'll try.
More attention. All right, Clinton Yates. We'll react to some of what Chernoff said next. We'll get to Clinton Yates coming up 5:30 here on the Team 980.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.